的牧师啊 ，Steve Chin。
We were youth pastors together.
啊，我们当年是一同是啊青少年的牧师。
Many years ago.
在很多年前。
I also bring you greetings from the Chinese Bible Church of Greater Boston.
那我也带来在大波士顿区啊圣经中啊中中文教华人教会啊的问安。
Which is also in Lexington, Massachusetts, where I live.
那也是那个那个教会也是在 Lexington， 是牧师住居住的地区。
And I understand that next year, one of your speakers will be a friend of mine from that church.
啊，我听说明年度啊，其中的一个讲员也是我的朋友，是从那里过来的。
This is a man who is a little bit younger than I, and we were privileged to minister together. His name is James Hudson Taylor the Fourth.
哦，那明年我们邀请到 James Hudson Taylor 啊，第四代啊，他啊第四四世啊，他啊是比较年纪比较轻一点。
And when I've spoken at the church, the Chinese Bible Church of Greater Boston, people think that I'm his brother.
我当我在那边的华人教会的时候，他们以为我跟戴德森第四代的戴德森是兄弟。
When I spoke there not too long ago, one of the elders came to me. He says, "You have been here before. I remember your head."
当我去到那个教会的时候，那边有一个长老就说：“你是不是之前来到我们教会啊？我看你的头的发型。”
So next year, I hope you will enjoy Jamie Taylor.
所以当明年度当这个 Jamie Taylor 来的时候，请你记得他的长相。
Now, Jeff does not know this, but actually China is very deeply in my sense of calling, in God's calling on my life.
Jeff 牧师可能不知道的就是包牧师一直把中国对中华人的这样子的宣教一直是深深的摆在他心里。
When I was a young man, China, People's Republic of China, was a mysterious place.
当我在是一个年轻的时候中华人民共和国中国对我来讲是一个非常神秘的一个国家。
And when I was 19 years old, I went to a conference called Urbana.
当我在19岁的时候，我去到了一个华人基督徒大会，叫 Urbana。
And when I stood and made my commitment to global mission, I thought God was going to send me to China.
当时我立定心志要为神要来做宣教事工的时候，我以为神要把我差派到大陆去。
When I went to seminary, I had an opportunity to take a year off from seminary to go teach at the Chung Chau Seminary in Hong Kong.
当我在读神学院的时候，我有一年的时间，我可以到别的地方去。来教书的时候我去到了香港的橙桥。
And as a result, I gave my decision to the elders of our church.
那也因为这样子，我就把我的决定就给了我们教会的长老。
And I asked them to pray, should I say yes to go teach at this seminary?
那我就请他们为我祷告，我是不是要去到那个神学院来教书。
And I had grown up at this church.
我是在那个教会长大的。
And they knew me quite well.
他们认识我，非常认识我。
And the pastor came to me and said, the elders have prayed and we have a decision.
那牧师来就跟我讲说，长老们已经祷告了，我们做了一个决定。
They said, we are unanimous.
我们是异口同声的决定。
That you should not go.
那你不应该去。
And I was so angry.
我实在是非常的气愤。
But they said, we know you.
他们告诉我，我们知道你够多。
If you go, you will not finish your education.
如果你去了，你恐怕你就不会完成你的学业。
And you need to finish your education.
我们希望你能够完成你的学业。
And the next week at church, I actually met the young woman who became my wife.
那那之后的第二个礼拜，我在教会呢，我就碰到了我后来成为我的太太。
So I thought God wanted me to go to Chung Chau.But God gave me Christy instead.
那我以为神要带领我去到香港的那个神学院，没想到神赐给我的是我的妻子 Christy.
But even when we were married, we had our wedding reception dinner at Peking Garden in Lexington.
我们在我们的婚礼之后的这个晚宴上面，我们是在 Lexington 那边的北京的餐厅来吃。
But we've not had the privilege to serve in China, but we have had the privilege of sending people to go there.
我们虽然我们自己不能够去到中国宣教，但是我们却差派了许多的同工去到中国宣教。
Now, before I turn our attention to Acts chapter 1, a special word to those of you who are between the ages of, say, 18 and 25.
在我们开始要来讲今天《使徒行传》要来看《使徒行传》第一章的时候，我想要请在我们在座当中，你的年龄是18岁 18 and
25.
18岁到25岁的年轻人。
So, I'm guessing that's mostly this section right here.
如果我猜得不错的话，是不是都是坐在左手边
？Okay, every 3 years, InterVarsity has a conference called Urbana.
每三年在Urbana, 在伊利诺伊的 Urbana 那边有这个基督徒学生团体大会。
And somewhere about 18,000 students will gather now in St. Louis.
差不多是有18,000个学生会在。圣路易那里聚集
and will basically have 5 days of being challenged about global mission.
然后我们会有五天的时间来为来对这些年轻的学生来挑战世界的宣教。
This year, for one of the first times, our Bible exposition will be given to us by a Chinese leader from Singapore.
今年的对圣经的介绍要。是一个从新加坡来的。
And but I would just encourage you if you're in that age category to consider to come with us.
如果你的年龄是十八到二十岁，我们希望你可以考虑来参加这样子的大会。
And I also know that you don't want to wait because after a certain date, the registration rate goes up higher.
那也希望你不要拖延太久注册，因为注册费会越来越高。
And if you're interested, if you are from East Asian descent, you'll feel very comfortable at Urbana.
如果你是从东亚来的，你去到那边你会觉得非常的舒适。
Of the 18,000 people who come, roughly 6,000 are from East Asia.
有在一万八千个参加的学生当中，大概有6,000个是东亚来的学生。
And of all the registrations at Urbana, the most common registration name.Is Grace.
那这所有这个在就是说报名参加这个大会的最通常看到的名字是恩典恩惠。
At the total name, the most common name is Grace Lee.
然后再加上这个姓的话就是 Grace Lee 这个是。
Because that could be Korean or Chinese, and so.
因为这样的名字可能他是韩国人或者是中国人叫 Grace Lee.
Well, this weekend we're talking about crossing barriers.
这个周末我们要谈到跨越障碍。
And I have a word that I have not given one yet. I don't know if it'll translate. Intentionality. Yeah.
有。
Or initiative.
就是 initiative.
Yeah.
Okay. 发动。或是有意的。
How do you do?
We'll wait until you have more context than I will.
Okay. The main idea for tonight is there are people in the world that are not going to be reached unless someone intentionally goes to them.
今天在这个世界有很多的人是没有被接触到，除非是有人刻意的要去跟他接触。
And this is what I mean by crossing barriers.
这就是我要说的，要跨越障碍。
Because we look at people and we judge them.
因为我们看着人，然后我们就对他评论。
Imagine this scene.
来想象一个这样子的景象。
You're at our nice suburban church in Lexington.
在这个在 Lexington 这样子的一个地方的一个郊区的一个很好的教会。
And a young man comes up with a motorcycle.
如果有一个年轻人，他是骑着摩托车过来。
Most of the people at our church are business people, engineers, scientists.Computer programmers.
那在我们教会，大部分的这些会员就是他们是做生意的，或者是科学家，工程师，或者是电脑工程师等等。
But this young man has all black clothes.
但是这个年轻人穿着全身黑。
He has tattoos up and down both arms.
然后两个手背上面都是刺青。
He has a big black beard.
然后留着大胡子。
long hair and a ponytail.
然后是留着长发，后面绑着辫子。
And he's driving a Harley Davidson 1200.
然后他骑了一辆1200cc 的哈雷摩托车。
So you could hear him from 2 miles away.
在两英里之外，你就可以听到他的声音了。
He has a chain on his belt that goes to his wallet.
然后他的这个钱包呢是带了一个链条，然后放在这个。
So that it makes a jingling sound when he walks.
所以他走路的时候还可以有叮叮当当的声音。
He puts his helmet under his arm.
然后他把他的这个安全帽。
He comes into our church office.
然后他显然是要来我们教会。
He says to the secretary.
然后他就跟这个秘书说
，Yeah, is Paul Boothwick here?
他就说，哈，巴牧师是不是在这里啊
？Is Paul Boothwick here?
啊，巴牧师在这里吗
？The receptionist calls me on the intercom.
然后接待员就透过对讲机来说。
She's very nervous.
然后他非常的紧张，这个接待员。
She says, Paul.
啊，巴牧师啊。
There's someone here to see you.
有人要来找你耶。
And I think she thought I was going to die.
然后她以为我已经快要死了。
I must have made some motorcycle gang member angry.
我是不是得罪了这个摩托车的这些暴走族，所以惹了他们的愤怒了。
And I came out into the hallway. I saw this guy.
然后我就走出来，在我就看到了这个年轻人。
And I looked at him.
然后我就看着他
，and I said, Scott.
然后我就说 ，Hey, Scott.
And I went up and gave him a big hug.
然后我就跟他拥抱
，because this is my brother.
啊，这个人是我的兄弟呀。
He left his Christian faith when he was young.
当他在年轻的时候，他离开了基督教。
And he went in a very wild direction.
然后他过着一个非常不一样的生活。
But see, the secretary saw him as a dangerous man.
这个秘书，这个接待员看到他，觉得他是一个危险人物。
And I saw him as a man that I loved.
那我看着他是一个我所爱的人。
And today and tonight, I want you to think about the way you look at people.
今天，我希望在今天晚上，我希望你能够看，当你看人的时候，你是用什么样子的心态来看人。
Because if you saw this young man, you'd maybe cross the street to avoid him.
如果你看到这个年轻人，说不定你要跳到街的另外一头，为了要避免跟他有接触。
But the way we look at people,
但是我们是怎么样来看人
is and going to make us willing to cross barriers.
是会决定我们是不是愿意来跨越障碍
When we say in our own minds, this is a person that Jesus loves.
如果我们在我们的心里面说这个人就是耶稣所爱的
Now I say that in introduction to Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
我是用这个来介绍使徒行传一章第八节
And I'll just read a little bit more of it. So, do you have a Bible too with you there? This is obviously after the resurrection when Jesus is saying these words.
这个显然是在耶稣复活之后说的
And he says in verse 4,
在第四节第一章的第四节
Don't leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift that the Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That's end of verse 4.
不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
So Jesus is telling them to wait until they receive power.
耶稣叫他们要等待，直到他们领受圣灵。
And that's my way of saying, if you're not yet tonight a follower of Jesus Christ, you don't have the power to do what I'm going to ask you to do.
那今天我要跟你讲的说，如果你还没有成为基督徒，那你就还没有机会来领受这样子的能力。
Now, usually people don't come to a Friday night meeting if they're only just nominal Christians.
通常如果只是一般的挂名的基督徒，不会在礼拜五的晚上来参加这样的聚会。
But many times we can be Christians by tradition without thinking about it on an everyday basis.
但是很多时候我们也可以在每天过生活里面，我一个典型的基督徒，我们也不会有太多的想法。
So he says, wait until you receive the power.
那所以在这边说，要等你们要等待直到圣灵。
Then in verse 6,
那在 第六节
They asked Jesus a question.
他们就问耶稣问题。
They said, so when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you, at this time are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说主啊你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗
See, they had a desire that Jesus would overthrow the Roman Empire.
他们心里面有一个这样子的渴望，就是耶稣能够把罗马帝国给推翻。
So in one sense, they were disappointed when he was crucified.
所以当耶稣基督被钉死的时候，他们非常的失望。
But now that he's resurrected, they say, "Now, Lord, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it?"
所以当耶稣复活的时候，他们就说：“主啊，你是现在要来做了吗？要来推翻罗马帝国了吗？”
And many times we want God to do something for us that might not be God's agenda.
很多时候我们希望神是按照我们的意思做不是按照神的心意来做事
the very fact that you are deciding to stay where you are might not have been your first choice
你之所以成为现在的状况不见得是你现在的状况不见得是你的第一个优先的选择
to keep the fellowship right in this location
把我们的团契把我们的聚会教会就建在这个地方建立。
I can imagine someone might have asked at some point, Lord, at this time, are you going to give us a new location?
我可以想象，一定有人问说，主啊，是不是这个时间你要给我们另外一个地点，让我们的教会搬到别的地方去呢
？But Jesus says, I'm not going to do it necessarily the way you want me to.
但耶稣说，我不是按照你们要我做的方式去做。
Verse 7。
在第七节
He said to them, it's not for you to know the time or the date that the Father has set by his own authority. In other words, when Jesus comes and overthrows the governments of the world, it's not our decision to make. It's going to happen when it happens, and we just wait on him.
第七节说耶稣对他们说父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的。所以耶稣来到这个世界 他要什么时候把这个地上的政权推翻不是我们按着我们的时间不是按着我们自己的心意的
But he says you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem in all Judea in Samaria to the ends of the earth
但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证
So he says wait for the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们说要等候这个圣灵的能力。
Then he says, receive the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to see the world the way I see it.
然后他说来领受了圣灵之后你就能够看到这个能力所带出来对这个世界
的影响。 And then he says, look outward.
然后他说要往外看。
The title I gave is that look out in concentric circles.
我给的这个题目叫做用同心圆的对外来发展。
In other words, it's like a rippling.
这好像是水波在往外扩展。
The gospel gets dropped in Jerusalem.
福音在耶路撒冷降下。
He says, "I want you to ripple out to Jerusalem."
然后我希望你能够向外扩展到
to Judea,
从耶路撒冷到犹太
全地 to Samaria,
到撒玛利亚
to the ends of the earth,
直到世界的。
Now, what did that mean to the disciples?
对耶稣的门徒来说，这是什么意思呢？
He basically says, start by reaching out in your own neighborhood.
他要告诉门徒，就是从你的邻居，从你的邻舍开始去对他们接触。
Your friends at high school.
你在高中的朋友。
Your friends at the workplace.
在你工作场合的同事，你的邻居。
You know, we talk about the unreached peoples.But we have to start right where we live.
我们虽然是谈到未得之民，但是我们需要从我们住的地方来开始。
So if a Muslim or a Hindu or a Buddhist moves in next door to you,
如果我们有回教徒、印度教徒或者是佛教徒，他搬到你的邻居来，
or you have classmates that are from a different religion,
或者是你有同学他的信仰宗教信仰是不一样的，
that might be your neighborhood.
那个就是你的邻居。
But then he says, I want you to go to Judea.
但是他又说，我希望你去犹太。
And Judea could be the region.
犹太可以是一个地区。
So I live in Boston. The region for me would be New England.
那我是住在 Boston, 所以对我来讲这个区域呢新英格兰这个区域就是算是我的区域。
You live here, your region might be Metro New York.
你们住在这里，所以你们对你们来讲，你们的区域可能就是包括大纽约区
，North Central Jersey，
或者是新泽西的中北部。
But it's basically similar culture, similar geographical location.
这个就是说跟你的文化是有类似的，那在这个地理的距离上面也是相近的。
Now for the disciples, they would have thought fine with Judea and Jerusalem.
对门徒来讲，无论是犹太或者是耶路撒冷，对他们来讲是没问题的。
Because the disciples were very ethnocentric.
对这个门徒来讲，他们是对这个种族是非常的敏感的。
So when they think about Jerusalem, they think about fellow Jews in Jerusalem.
当然，当他们想到耶路撒冷的时候，他们是想到他们犹太人的同胞。
And when they think about Judea, they think about their Jewish friends spread all over the region.
讲到犹太的时候，也是想到是住在各个整个犹太区域的他们的以色列犹太人。
But then he says Samaria.
但是耶稣接着说撒玛利亚。
And no Jewish person wanted to reach out to Samaria.
没有犹太人想要去跟撒玛利亚人来接触。
They looked down at these people.
他们犹太人是很瞧不起撒玛利亚人。
They told bad stories, bad jokes about these people.
他们就会讲一些撒玛利亚人的坏的故事或者是不好听的笑话。
See, Jesus is saying, wait, receive power, and go even outside of your comfort zone.
耶稣说你要等待，然后领受圣灵的能力，然后要离开你觉得最舒适的环境。
Because if you make a friend across cultures, it can be sometimes very uncomfortable.
因为如果你想要跨过这个文化的障碍，然后去跟不一样的人来做朋友，有些时候是有危险的。
You invite a Muslim friend into your home, your neighbors will start talking.
如果你邀请穆斯林的朋友来到你家中，你的邻居可能就不再跟你说话了。
And then you don't know, should I eat this, should I eat that?
然后你也不知道你这个能不能吃，那个能不能吃。
And when I told one of my friends, Muslims like it when Christians pray for them.
我就告诉我的朋友说，这些穆斯林的朋友，他们喜欢基督徒为他祷告。
And he said, I will pray for them, but I'm keeping my eyes open.
他说我会为他们祷告，不过我祷告的时候，我的眼睛得睁开着。
Because the news media makes him so afraid of these people.
因为这个媒体就讲把这个穆斯林的人讲得非常的恐怖，所以让人就觉得对穆斯林的人就觉得很可怕。
And those disciples would have been afraid to go to the Samaritans.
所以耶稣的门徒对他们来讲，要去到撒玛利亚，对他们来讲就是一个非常危险的事。
They're unclean.
他们不洁净的。
They have a bad history.
他们有不好的历史。
Our people have been fighting for many years.
我们犹太人跟撒玛利亚人，我们一直都有征战，在历史上面有很多的征战。
These are people that I say are geographically close, but culturally distant.
这些人对我来讲，就是说在地理区域来讲是跟我接近的，但是在文化上面来讲却是非常的远的。
Samaritans could be people who live on the streets.
撒玛利亚可能对我们来讲就好像是隔街的住在我们隔街的人。
Samaritans could be someone from a different culture.
然后撒玛利亚人可能代表的是不一样的文化的人。
Samaritans could be people that you have a bad history with.
撒玛利亚人可能是在你的历史当中跟这样子的人是有不好的关系的。
And Samaritans are the people that we're not going to reach unless we deliberately cross a culture.
撒玛利亚人是他不会被接触到的，除非我们愿意跨越这样子的文化的障碍。
And Samaritans could be right in our midst.
那撒玛利亚人却是可以在我们当中的。
Now just in driving today and driving here tonight.
就今天我们坐车来到教会。
I saw a Ukrainian Orthodox center.
我看到一个乌克兰的这个东正教的中心。
I saw a Jamaican food place.
我看到有牙买加的餐厅。
I saw in the hotel where I'm staying, there's a conference of people from Lebanon.
在我所住的这个旅馆的地方，有这个黎巴嫩的人，他们在那边开会。
We ate lunch at Ruby Tuesdays, and one of the waitresses was a Muslim lady.
那我们在 Ruby Tuesday 那边吃午餐的时候，那边的那个这个侍者女士是
Muslim lady.
Okay, 是一个穆斯林的小姐。
In other words, the people who are culturally distant from me are right here.
也就是说，跟我不一样文化背景的人就在我们的附近。
Now I pray that some of you God will call you to go to the ends of the earth.
那我也祷告说，我们当中有人神要把你差派到世界的地极。
But for some of us, the challenge is to go to the end of the street.
但对我们来讲，我们的挑战可能是把我们送到就是街的另外一头。
Now I just returned actually Wednesday from India.
我才星期三才从印度回来。
So I'm standing up here with a little bit of jet lag, and I might fall over sometime soon.
所以我现在还有一点时差哈。
I was afraid that if we did English, Mandarin, Cantonese, by the time it came back to English, I'd be asleep.
我就怕说，如果讲完英文翻成国语，然后再翻成广东话，等到再轮到英文的时候，可能已经睡着了。
But in India, there's really, I call India the world center of religions.
我把印度称为是世界的宗教的中心。
India is the world center for Hinduism.
印度是印度教的中心。
India is the second largest country in the world for Muslims.
印度也是世界上回教徒第二多的国家。
India is where the Buddha received his vision that became Buddhism.
印度也是佛陀他得到意象，然后成为这个佛陀的佛教。
India is where the Sikh religion was started.
印度也是锡克这个宗教在那边开始的。
Do you know who I mean by Sikhs?
你知道什么是锡克吗？
All right, there are a lot of times they have gas stations, but the men all wear the turbans. Turbans and they have the big beards.
就是他们会头上戴很大的一个包包，然后留着胡子的。
And if you know them here in the area, they are some of the most unreached people on earth.
如果你知道他们的话，他们事实上是世界上很难被打进去、被接触到的。
So we did not go to Punjab, India to reach them, so God brought them here.
所以我们不需要去到印度的彭加，我们神就把这些人带到我们当中来。
But by far, one of the most unreached people groups of India are the Jains.
那在目前为止，印度最难、最难被打入、被接触的人叫做 Jains.
J-A-I-N.
J-A-I-N, 这个。
And on the way here tonight, we passed the Jain Center.
那我们今天坐车过来的时候，我们竟然也经过了一个这个 Jain 的这个中心。
In 40 years of traveling, I've met one Jain Christian.
我旅行了40年，我只碰过一个是这个 Jain 的这个基督徒。
And God brought them to your neighborhood.
神把他们带到我们的。
You say, well, I don't know anything about Jains.
那你说我对 Jain 一点都不了解。
Well, go learn something.
那你就去学，知道认识他们呢。
Make a friend.
跟他们做朋友。
God doesn't expect you to evangelize them after you shake hands.
神没有预期你说你一跟他们握手之后，你就要对他传福音。
Ask questions. What's it mean to be a Jain?
那你可以问他说，那要成为一个 Jain 是要做什么呢？
Look it up. Wikipedia probably has several pages.
你也可以查维基看看，有好几页会讲到关于 Jains 的这样子的介绍。
But you're going to be outside of your comfort zone.
你要超过离开你最舒适的这样子的环境。
Now my Caucasian friends, they'll ask me, when you travel, we have this one question.
我的这个白人朋友就问我说，当你旅行的时候，我们有一个问题。
They say, what do you eat?
你吃什么？
Because they're afraid that I'm going to go someplace and eat something strange.
他们就怕说我去到一些地方吃了一些很奇怪的东西。
I said, I eat whatever they give me.
我就他们给我什么我就吃什么。
Oh, I would never do that.
我一定不会这样做的。
You know, I talked with a man. He had worked his whole life in Korea, North Korea. And I asked him, I said, have you ever eaten dog?
我跟一个人谈, 他是一生都在, 北韩工作, 朝鲜工作的, 然后就, 问说, 有没有吃过狗肉?
He said, not that I know of.
他说, 我没有听过。
In other words, he never asked.
他连问都没问。
He didn't say, oh, what's this meat?
他连问说这是什么肉都没问。
He would just notice that maybe the dog was missing and now it's dinner time.
所以他可能吃了也不知道，就是狗就消失了，然后就吃到肚子里面去了。
But Samaria means we cross a barrier.
撒玛利亚人就是我们要跨越障碍。
I was at a church in the middle part of our country, Indiana, actually.
当我在印第安纳的一个教会。
And the church was talking about crossing barriers and unreached people.
然后那教会就在讲说要能够跨越障碍，能够接触到尚未接触的人。So
we were talking about Muslims and things like that.
所以我们就谈论有关于回教穆斯林啊。And
that afternoon, Sunday afternoon, the mission committee wanted me to join them for lunch.
那个下午，在礼拜天的下午。 那他们的宣教委员会就说希望我能够跟他们一起吃午餐。So
we went to one of their favorite restaurants. It was like Panera.
那我们就去他们最喜欢的一个餐厅，就是Panera.
And they go there every Sunday after church, the mission committee.
在每个礼拜天下午，他们的这个宣道委员会就去到那个Panera吃午餐。
And we're sitting having lunch.
然后我们在那边坐在那边吃午餐。
And behind the counter, there's a young lady washing dishes.
那在这个柜台后面呢，有一个女士，她在洗盘子。
And she has the headpiece on of a Muslim lady.
那她是戴着头巾的一个穆斯林的女士。
And the mission committee whispers to me.
然后这个宣教委员会的这个人就告诉我，同工就跟我说，小声的说，
See that young lady over there?
有没有看到那个年轻的女士呢？
She's a Muslim.
她是一个回教徒。
I said, I think she knows.
我就说，我想她知道啊。In
other words, you don't need to whisper.
那也就是说，你不需要小声的跟我讲。Now
this was the mission committee.
这是宣教委员会。I
said to them, you come here every week, right? Yes.
我就告诉他们说，你们来到这里，每个礼拜都来到这里。What's
her name?
她叫什么名字呢？这个女士叫什么名字呢？Oh,
we don't know.
哦，我们不知道啊。
What country is she from?
那她是从哪一个国家来的呢？
Don't know.
不知道。
Is she a Sunni or Shiite or Sufi Muslim? What kind of Muslim?
她是穆斯林里面的哪一族的呢？ Sunni 啊， Shiite 啊，这些是属于哪一派的？
Don't know.
不知道。
Why is she in the town? Is her father a professor at the university?
她为什么会在这个城呢？ 是因为她的父亲是这个大学的教授吗？
Is there a prayer center or a mosque that she goes to?
在附近有他们回教徒穆斯林聚集的清真寺吗？
Don't know, don't know, don't know, don't know.
全部都是不知道。
They went there every week for lunch.
他们每个礼拜都去那边吃午餐。
And they had never spoken to this.
但是他们从来没有跟这个女士讲过话。
God brought a Muslim into their midst.
神把穆斯林的人带到他们中间。
In a place where they could talk freely with her about their faith.
在一个地方是他们可以 完完全全自由地来阐述他们的信仰的。
After lunch, they were out in the parking lot.
那午餐之后，他们就到外面的停车场。
They said, where's the speaker?
然后，那个讲员到哪里去了？
Because I was speaking that night, they had lost me. They couldn't find me.
哦，他们就找不到讲员了。
And I was still inside.
那，邦牧师还在里面。
I went up and introduced myself.
我就
I came out. I said, "This is her name."
然后我就出来之后，我就告诉她那个女士叫什么名字。
She's a Shiite Muslim. Most of the people here are Sunnis, so she doesn't go to the prayer center. She prays at home.
所以她是一个什叶派的。那在附近的人都是苏尼派的。那所以她没有办法去到清真寺，所以她在家里自己祷告。
Her father was lecturing at the university.
她的父亲是在这个大学在讲课。
She's from Lebanon.
她是从黎巴嫩来的。
And nobody like me had ever spoken to her before.
从来没有人像邦牧师这样跟这个女士讲 这么多话。
Now, I'm not encouraging you to go out and start preaching at people.
我不是说要鼓励你说出去，然后就对着人就要去传福音。
At one of the conferences for Urbana, one of the speakers was a man who had spent his whole life in Pakistan.
那在这个 Urbana 这个大会里面其中的一个讲员呢，他是几乎把 他的一生大部分时间都给了巴基斯坦。
And he gave a talk. He says, "I want to give you the three key ingredients for reaching a Muslim."
那他就给一个演讲之后，他就说我要给你三个主要的元素，要来怎么样子来跟穆斯林来接触。
So everybody had their notes out, ready to take the three keys for reaching Muslims.
所以每个人都拿起笔来，准备写下来，到底是哪个三样主要的事情要记下来呢
？He said, point one.
他说第一点
，friendship.
是朋友。
And he would tell stories about building friendships with Muslims.
所以他就讲了很多故事，是关于怎么样子跟穆斯林来建立友谊。
He said, point two.
第二点
，friendship.
建立友谊。
More stories.
然后他就又讲更多的故事，关于建立友谊的故事。
And point three.
第三点
，friendship.
还是建立友谊。
If you take my class on world religions at Gordon College, this is on the final exam.
如果你在Gordon Conwell 拿这个包牧师教的宣教的课话，这个就是他的这个期末考的时候会考的题目。
In other words, he said it basically will take sometimes 5 to 10 years of friendship to see someone from another world religion come to know Jesus.
也就是说，通常一个人要花5到10年的时间建立友谊之后，才能够让这个人有机会来带领他信主成为。
At these recent meetings that I was at in South Asia,
在最近我在南亚的的聚会
，people from Sri Lanka told the story of how Buddhists had become Christians because of the ways Christians treated them after the tsunami 2004.
那斯里兰卡的那边的人就说原来是信奉佛教的，他们如何会变成基督徒呢？是因为在南亚的大海啸之后，他们看到基督徒是怎么样子来对待他们，他们后来成为基督徒。
A visitor from Egypt told us that Muslims were open now to hear the gospel because their church had opened its doors to care for people after the riots in Cairo.
那埃及人说他们现在也有回教徒开始要愿意信基督教，因为当埃及在开罗那里发生动乱的时候，教会把门打开来，让来接待这些，来收容这些人。
They made their whole church into like a clinic.
那他们就把整个教会打开来，好像是在做诊所这样。
And it didn't matter if you were a Christian or Muslim or even a jihadi, a warrior, they would treat you.
那不论你是什么样的背景，是基督徒，是回教徒，甚至是圣战士，他们都会来医治你。
And Christians from Nepal told us that in that Hindu country, that the thing that had opened the door for the gospel was the Christian response after the earthquake in April.
那在尼泊尔那边，他们原来是也是信奉印度教的，他们成为基督徒也是因为当尼泊尔碰到大地震的时候，基督徒如何来把这个门打开，让他们有机会能够认识耶稣。
So Jesus says, I want you to reach out to your own people.
耶稣说，我希望你能够去接触到你的人，你的同
胞。I want you to reach out across cultures locally.
我也希望你能够接触到是在你的区域的不一跨文化的。
Then he says, I want you to go to the ends of the earth.
然后他说，我要你去到地极。
The ends of the earth,
地极，世界的地极。
Beyond our own geography,
是超越我们地理区域的。
Across cultures,
是跨越文化的。
Across countries,
跨越国家的。
Across languages,
跨越语言的障碍的。
When Paul the apostle was writing to the Romans,
当使徒保罗在写罗马书的时候
，he basically was saying he has this vision.
他基本上讲说他有这样子的意向。
I want to preach where Jesus is not already known.
我要来传耶稣是还没有人知道的。
And that might be to somebody in your community.
可能是在你的这个社区里面某一个人。
The Jain or the Muslim or the Sikh or the Buddhist or the secular person.
可能是 Jain 这样子的人啊，穆斯林或者是锡克族或者是各样子各种不同的人。
But it also means going beyond where we live.
那也提到说是要超过我们所住的范围。
In the world today, they estimate there's around 2 billion souls, people, who have no opportunity to hear the gospel.
在这个世界，估计有20亿的人口，他们还没有机会听到福音。
See, the Muslim medical doctor in New York or the Sikh gas station owner in Somerset maybe could hear the gospel through a radio station.
在美国，比如说在纽约的这个医生穆斯林的医生，或者是在加油站的这个印度锡克族的人，他们或许有机会透过各样的媒体，他们有机会听到福音。
But there are people in the world who have nobody near them to share the gospel with them.
但是在世界还有很多地方的人是没有人就在他们的旁边有办法把这个福音来介绍给他们。
When I was working at the church, a young lady from our young adult ministry came and said she was going to go as an English teacher to Mongolia.
那当我在侍奉的这个教会的一个这个年青年人的这个侍奉的里面有一个姐妹就说她希望能够去到蒙古来宣教。
And she wasn't going just to the capital; she was going way out into Western Mongolia.
他不是要在蒙古的首都，他是要去到蒙古很西边、很偏僻的地方。
And I said, why Mongolia?
那我就说，为什么要选蒙古呢
？And then I asked her. I said, was you know, did I give a sermon that really challenged you?
那我就想说，是不是我给的我哪一次讲到挑战了，让他有回应呢
？She said no.
她说不是。
Was it something that I wrote? Maybe a book or something?
是我因为我可能读了一本书里面提到。
No.
也不是
She said, but you showed us a video.
但是因为你放了一个录像给我们看。
You showed us a movie, and it was this man who was visiting Mongolia.
你在那个电影里面，你让我们看一个电影，那里面有一个人，他去拜访蒙古。
And he was, you know, visiting all these different yurts, you know, the little tents that they live in, the men on the horseback and everything.
他就去到那边，就他们很多那边的。蒙古包啦，或者是有人骑在马上的。
And they were using a translator. They were interviewing different people.
他们到那边要需要透过翻译跟许多不同的人来接触，
and towards,
来访问。
Towards the end of the report,
在这个报道的最后的时候
，the man making the video said to the Mongolian man, "Now, what do you think about Jesus Christ?"
然后这个人在最后访问的结束的时候，他就问蒙古人说：“你觉得耶稣基督怎么样
？”And the Mongolian man said, "Jesus Christ, I have never heard this name before. Who is this Jesus Christ?"
然后蒙古人就说：“耶稣基督，我从来没有听过这样的名字。耶稣基督是谁呢
？”And the video man turns to the camera and he says, "There are millions of people like this man who don't know even the name."Who will tell them?
所以这个人在最后他的报道结束的时候，他就说有成千百万的人连耶稣基督的名字都没有听过，谁要告诉他们呢
？So we have a big mission.
所以我们有一个很大的使命
，to cross barriers.
要跨越障碍
，to get out there locally and to the ends of the earth, so that everybody has an opportunity.To respond to the message of Jesus Christ.
我们要出去，可能是在我们的附近，也可能是世界的地级，是要能够把耶稣基督来介绍给他们。
So I want to just conclude tonight by giving you some very practical ways that you can fulfill Acts 1:8.
那我在最后要结束之前，我希望给你一个很实际、具体、可行的。要来怎么样子来实践《使徒行传》一章八节
The first thing I would say is be active in your own communities.
那第一个我要说的就是说你要采取行动，在你的社区你要比较积极活动一点。
And when I say be active, I don't mean be active only with your Christian friends in the community.
我说要积极一点，不是说只在你的社区里面跟你的基督徒的朋友弟兄姐妹非常的积极。
If all of your friends are fellow Christians, who's going to be reached?
如果你的朋友都已经是基督徒的话，那你要去接触谁呢？
The theme about light up the world.
要照亮这个世界，燃亮世界。
Jesus didn't say you are the light of the fellowship and the salt of the church.
耶稣不是说你是这个这个教会的盐和光和盐。
He said you are the light of the world, the salt of the earth.
耶稣说你是世界的光，是这地上的盐。
Reach out to your own Jerusalem and Judea.
你要去往外去接触你自己的耶路撒冷跟犹太。
Cross a culture locally.
然后要跨越 在你的本地跨越文化。
Now some of you are in the business world, you'll know what I mean. Do your market research.
那如果你是做生意的，你就知道说什么样子叫做 要做市场调查。
Who's right around you?
谁在就在你的周围
？Because many times there are communities of people that we will not discover unless we go looking for them.
因为很多时候就在我们的社区，如果我们没有花心思去做去调查的话，我们根本不知道他们的存在。
Where I live, two towns over from where I live, there's a town with 14,000 Moroccan Muslims.
那在我所住的两个城以外，住在那边有14,000个摩洛哥的回教徒。
If you have a Thai restaurant near you, you probably have Buddhist people near you.
如果在你的附近有泰国餐厅的话，我相信那边也会有佛教徒就在附近。那就去看
，make a friendship，
跟他们建立友谊。
You know, and the best way to get started is just to be a friend.
那最好的一开始接触的办法就是跟他们做朋友。
Related to that, look for international students.
然后跟他有关的就是要注意国际学生。
Because God is bringing the leaders of the world here.
因为神把世界的领袖带到美国来。
Where I live is very close to Harvard University.
我住的地方离哈佛大学很近。
My brother-in-law went to Harvard University.
我的brother
graduated Harvard University.
他的
brother-in-law.
Which side? Which side? Your brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
All right. Okay.
My wife's brother.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. 那他太太的兄弟是在那个哈佛毕业的。
He graduated in 1973.
他在1973年毕业。
And he had a classmate.
然后他有一个同学。
Her name was Benazir Bhutto.
他的名字叫做 Benazir Bhutto.
Oldest ones of us remember it. She would graduate Harvard University and become the Prime Minister of Pakistan.
他从那个学校毕业之后，他后来成为巴基斯坦的总理。
She was arguably one of the most powerful women in the whole Muslim world.
她可以说是在穆斯林的这个世界里面最有权柄的女人。
When she came back not too long ago to run again, she was actually assassinated.
那当她后来再去要竞选的时候，她就被暗杀了。
I wondered.
那我就这样想。
Did anybody reach out to her when she was a university student?
当她来到美国读书的时候，有没有人跟她接触，基督徒跟她接触？
I don't know who comes to the universities here.
我不知道是什么样的人来到这边的大学。
But in the Boston area, many people from People's Republic of China come.
但是我知道在波士顿有很多从中国大陆来的学生。
There's one couple from our church. They're not so young anymore. One couple from our church.
有一对夫妇在我们教会。
God has called them to reach Chinese scholars.
那神呼召他们要去接触中国的学者。
They don't speak Mandarin.
他们不会讲普通话。
They don't speak Cantonese.
他们不会讲广东话。
They speak friendship.
他们就用友谊跟他们讲话。
If you go to their house,
如果你去他们家
，they have received so many plastic jade statues.
他们家里也收到很多塑胶做的玉的像。
They could open their own souvenir shop.
他们都可以开一个礼品店了。
On Saturday morning,
在礼拜六的早上
，They go out into the university community.
他们就到大学的这个社区里面。
On a prayer walk.
然后他们就是在那边做祷告的步行。
And they just pray, Lord, lead us to Chinese scholars.
他们就祷告说，求神带领他们能够接触到中国学者。
They told me one Saturday they were walking.
然后他们告诉我，有一个礼拜六早上他们在走。
And they saw four men, graduate students, talking to each other in Chinese, in Mandarin.
然后他们就看到有四个年轻人研究生走过来在用普通话讲话。
And they just walked right up to them and they said, "Excuse me, can we help you?"
然后他们走过来的时候就问说对不起，我可以帮忙你吗？
And they asked a question about Boston history.
那他们在问说有关于 Boston 的历史。
And then they said, "We are from Chinese People's Republic of China. We know the church is a big part of American life. We would like to go to church."
那他说我们是从大陆来的，我们希望知道有关于教会，我们希望能够去教会。
And then they said, "We wanted to go to church, but the church name was Our Lady of Something."
然后他说我们想要去教会，但是我们去到那个教会，那个名字叫做我们的女士什么什么东西这样。
So we thought it was a ladies' church.
那我们以为那是给女士去的教会。
And they said, "Don't worry, just come with us."
然后这对夫妇就说，不用担心，跟我们来吧。
And because of their outreach,
那因为他们这样子的对外接触。
Dozens, hundreds over many years have heard the gospel.
那过去这些年来，他们接触到甚至上百的这样子的人能够接触到福音。
Because they're looking intentionally for people right where they live.
因为他们就一直在他们所住的地方去积极的要去来寻找。
I asked them. I said, "What do you do in the winter time? It's too cold to walk around."
那我就想说，那到了冬天很冷的时候，你们做什么？在外面走很冷哎。
They say we go to the Chinese vegetable section in the supermarket.
然后他就说我们就去到那个在超级市场里面的那个中国青菜的那个生鲜部门那里。
And we just stand there till we meet people.
然后我们就站在那边就可以有不同的中国人来。
So you don't have to translate this, but I call their ministry Ginger Root for Jesus.
所以他们是
啊。
Okay.
Start praying for countries where there are many unreached people.
要开始为着那些国家有很多人还没有机会听到福音的来为这些国家祷告。
Jeff could help you find some of these things online, but websites can help you find where the unreached people are.
Jeff 牧师可以帮助你，或者是你上网，你都可以看到在这个世界有哪些地方、哪些国家是那个对福音还没有机会介绍给他们的。
And when you pray, you'll find it amazing how God works.
当你祷告的时候，你会发现神的奇妙的带领。
A man came to me. He says, "I heard about these people in Western China called the Uyghurs."
那我听到有人说他在中国的西边叫做 Uyghurs 这样子的人。
And for months and months, he was praying for the Uyghur people.
他花了很多个月为这些祷告。
And he worked at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
他是在麻省理工学院工作的。
One Sunday, he comes up to me with a Chinese guest.
然后有一个星期天，他带来一个他的客人朋友。
He says, "Guess who I met?"
然后他说，猜猜看我碰到谁了。
And he introduces me to this guy.
然后他就介绍这个人。
He's Uyghur.
就说他是 Uyghur。
Way away, he's praying for Uyghur people.
他在他为了这个维格这样的人已经祷告了一段时间。
God brings a Uyghur person to him.
神就把这样的人带到他这里。
When you pray, it's all about changing the way we look at people.
当你祷告的时候，神就改变你，我们是怎么样子来看人。
And even doing what my professor called a prayer walk.
那甚至是就像我的教授说的是这个祷告步行。
So when you see someone and you know they're from another religion,
如果你看到某一个人，然后你也知道他的宗教信仰是不一样的。
Silently breathe a prayer before God on their behalf.
然后你就你可以为着他们，然后用默默的为他们祷告。
If you meet Muslims, pray that they'll have visions of Jesus.
如果你为穆斯林祷告，你就为他们说能够有耶稣基督在他们的心中来祷告。
And go looking for the opportunities to make friendship.
所以你要去来寻找这样的机会来建立友谊。
A number of years ago, I started praying for the country of Bhutan.
那在很多年前，我开始为一个叫做不丹的这样国家来祷告。
Bhutan is very, very unreached.
不丹是非常不容易被接触到的。
Many, many people there have never heard the gospel.
那边有很多人从来没有听过福音。
And I began to pray for Bhutan.
那我就开始为不丹来祷告。
Bhutan is a tiny little country up in the Himalayas, Tibetan Buddhist style.
不丹是在喜马拉雅山那带西藏，然后他们是佛教徒这样子的一个背景，小国家。
And I'm praying for Bhutan.
那我为着不丹祷告。
And I go to visit two friends, a husband and a wife, who are dormitory parents.At Leslie College in Boston.
那他们，我曾经去拜访一对夫妇，他们是在波士顿的 Leslie 大学的这个宿舍的舍监。
And Leslie College is a very famous college for women to go to.
Leslie 这个女子大学是非常有名的女子大学。
I think it's where Hillary Clinton went to school.Madeleine Albright, these people.
这是像Hillary Clinton 还有这个 Albright 他们去的这个念的这个大学。
And this couple, they're Christians, and they say, before we have our supper, we want you to meet someone.
然后这对夫妇就说，在晚餐之前，我希望你能够跟某一个人见面。
We say, we know you've been praying for Bhutan.
我们知道你已经一直为不丹在祷告。
And Bhutan's a very closed country.
不丹是一个非常封闭的一个国家。
But they said we have one student here from Bhutan.
我们这里有一个学生是从不丹来的。
So please come meet her.
所以请来跟她见面。
And I met her. She was very shy.
所以我就跟她见面了，她非常的害羞。
So we talked a little bit.
所以我们就谈论了一下。
And then she gave me her name.
他就告诉我他的名字。
And I didn't recognize the name.
我没有办法记得认识他的名字。
I didn't recognize it as being a famous name.
Okay, 他的名字并不是这么的有名。
But I leave with my friends.
但是我就离开我的。
And they said, "You're that young lady you just met?"
那你我那个我的这个朋友这个夫妇就跟我讲说，这个刚刚你见到的这个。
Her name is Chimmy Wong Chuck.
他的名字叫做 Chimmy Wong Chuck.
She's the favorite daughter of the favorite wife of the king of Bhutan.
她是这个不丹国王最喜爱的皇后的喜爱的女儿。
So she was the princess of Bhutan.
所以她是不丹的公主。
Now she is sister to the king of Bhutan.
所以她现在呢是现在的不丹国王的姐妹。
God put her in a dormitory with many young Christian women from East Asia so that she could have maybe more cultural connection to them.
神把她带来放在一个这样的宿舍是有很多东亚的可能在文化上面跟她比较接近的住在那里还有许多的基督徒在那里。
I don't know if she made a decision to believe in Jesus Christ, but I know she had an opportunity.
我不知道他有没有机会说要接受耶稣做救主，但是我知道他有机会听到福音。
So tonight the challenge is to look at Acts 1:8.
所以今天的挑战是我们来看《使徒行传》一章八节。
And to ask God for the power.
所以我们要求神给我们能力。
To be witnesses.
成为神的见证。
In our immediate communities,
在我们最接近的社区
in the regions that we live,
在我们所居住的地理区域
across cultures,
是跨文化的
and to the ends of the earth,
直到地极
My prayer is that this church,
我的祷告是这个教会
will have a strong sense of being sent into the world,
是有一个这样子的很强烈的，就是要差派到世界去的。
And that maybe some will go someplace where people have never heard the name of Jesus.
啊，或许其中有一些要去到有一些地区是那里从来没有机会接触到福音的。
So that unreached people might have the opportunity.
所以那些未得之民，他们有机会接触到福音。让我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you for all of these men and women and for the world that they represent.
神啊，我感谢你，你带来在这里的弟兄姐妹，他们是从世界各地方来的。
Thank you for the people that you've brought into their community.
我们感谢你，你将人从各个地方带到这个社区来。
There are some, Lord, that might be their fellow Christians from other countries, and they can join together in witness.
有些可能是基督徒，他们从世界地方来，能够在这里加入基督徒的团契。
But there are others, Lord, who might never have heard the gospel in their own land. Now you've brought them to Somerset to hear the gospel here.
但许多人在他们自己的国家，他们没有机会接触到基督教，但是他们被带来这里，他们住在 Somerset， 他们有机会接触到基督教。
We ask that you'd give us courage to make friends.
我们恳求父神给我们有勇气来跟他们做朋友。
Courage to cross the culture.
有勇气来跨越文化的障碍。
Courage to leave our comfortable zones so that we might touch someone else's life.
让我们有勇气能够离开我们舒适的环境，让我们能够去接触到一些没有接触到人的生命。
We ask that you would give us the power of the Holy Spirit to be your witnesses.
我们恳求你赐给我们圣灵的能力，让我们能够成为见证。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.